Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Ace the IELTS Speaking Task, describing a time you helped someone overcome a challenge. The IELTS speaking test often includes personal experience questions, such as describing a time when you helped someone overcome a challenge. This topic allows examiners to assess your ability to narrate past events, express emotions, and reflect on experiences. Let's explore how to effectively answer this question and maximize your score. Understanding the question. Before diving into sample answers, it's crucial to understand what the question is asking. When describing a time you helped someone overcome a challenge, you should choose a specific, memorable instance. Explain the challenge the person was facing. Describe how you helped them. Discuss the outcome and any lessons learned. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In Part 1, the examiner may ask general questions related to helping others. Here are some possible questions and sample answers. Q. Do you often help other people? Band 6-7 answer. Yes, I try to help people when I can. It's important to be kind to others. Band 8-9 answer. Absolutely. I make a conscious effort to assist others whenever possible. I believe that extending a helping hand not only benefits the recipient, but also fosters a sense of community and personal growth. What kind of people do you like to help? Band 6-7. Answer. I like to help my friends and family mostly. Sometimes I help strangers if they need it. Band 8-9. Answer. I'm inclined to help a diverse range of individuals, from close friends and family to complete strangers in need. I find particular fulfillment in assisting the elderly, children, and those facing unforeseen circumstances or hardships. Part 2. Long-term cue card. Now let's focus on the main topic. Here's a sample cue card. Describe a time when you helped someone overcome a challenge. You should say who you helped, what the challenge was, how you helped them, and explain how you felt about the experience. Sample answer, bands 6-7. I want to talk about a time I helped my younger brother with his math homework. He was really struggling with algebra and was feeling very frustrated. The challenge was that he couldn't understand how to solve equations. He would often give up before even trying because he thought it was too hard. To help him, I sat down with him every evening for a week. We went through his textbook together, and I explained the concepts in simpler terms. I also found some online videos that made the topic more interesting. I felt really good about helping him. It was nice to see him improve and gain confidence. By the end of the week, he was able to solve most of the problems on his own. Sample answer, band 8-9. I'd like to recount an instance where I assisted my colleague, Sarah, in overcoming her apprehension about public speaking. Sarah, a brilliant software engineer, was tasked with presenting our team's latest project at a company-wide conference, which was a significant challenge for her due to her introverted nature and lack of presentation experience. The primary obstacle Sarah faced was her overwhelming anxiety when speaking in front of large groups. This fear was so paralyzing that it hindered her ability to effectively communicate her ideas, despite her extensive knowledge of the subject matter. To help Sarah, I devised a comprehensive strategy. Firstly, we broke down the presentation into smaller, manageable sections. I then coached her on effective public speaking techniques, such as maintaining eye contact, using appropriate gestures, and modulating her voice. We conducted numerous practice sessions, gradually increasing the audience size from just me to a small group of supportive colleagues. Additionally, I introduced her to breathing exercises and visualization techniques to manage her anxiety. This experience was immensely rewarding for me. Witnessing Sarah's transformation from a nervous speaker to a confident presenter was truly gratifying. It reinforced my belief in the power of mentorship and support. Moreover, it was a learning experience for me as well, as it honed my coaching skills and deepened my understanding of the challenges introverts face in professional settings. Follow-up questions. How important is it to help others in society? Do you think people are less willing to help others nowadays compared to the past? Part 3. Two-way discussion. Q. How can society encourage more people to volunteer and help others? Band 6-7 answer. I think society can encourage volunteering by promoting it more. Schools and workplaces could organize volunteer activities. Maybe the government could give some benefits to people who volunteer regularly. Band 8-9 answer. There are several effective strategies society can employ to foster a culture of volunteerism. Firstly, integrating community service into educational curricula from an early age can instill a sense of social responsibility in young people. Additionally, businesses could incentivize volunteering by offering paid time off for such activities, thereby aligning corporate values with social good. Moreover, leveraging social media and technology to create awareness about volunteer opportunities and their impact can appeal to younger generations. Governments could also play a role by implementing policies that recognize and reward volunteer work, perhaps through tax incentives or consideration in job applications for public sector positions. Ultimately, highlighting the personal growth and skills development aspects of volunteering can make it more attractive to individuals seeking to enhance their professional profiles while making a positive impact on society. Q. Do you think technological advancements have made people less likely to help each other in person? Band 6-7. Answer. Yes, I think technology has made people less likely to help in person sometimes. People are often busy with their phones and might not notice others who need help. But technology can also be used to organize help, like through social media. Band 8-9 answer. While technological advancements have undoubtedly revolutionized many aspects of our lives, their impact on interpersonal assistance is multifaceted. On one hand, the pervasive use of smartphones and social media has led to a certain degree of social disconnection in physical spaces, potentially making people less attuned to the immediate needs of those around them. However, it would be overly simplistic to claim that technology has uniformly decreased in-person assistance. In fact, technology has facilitated new forms of community organization and rapid response to crises. Crowdfunding platforms, for instance, have enabled people to quickly mobilize resources for individuals in need. Social media has been instrumental in organizing volunteer efforts during natural disasters. Moreover, apps dedicated to community assistance, such as those connecting volunteers with elderly neighbors for errands, demonstrate how technology can actually enhance our capacity to help others in tangible, personal ways. In essence, while technology may have altered the landscape of interpersonal interactions, it has also created new avenues for altruism and community support. The key lies in striking a balance between leveraging technological tools and maintaining our innate human capacity for empathy and direct personal assistance. Key vocabulary and phrases. To elevate your speaking performance, incorporate these sophisticated terms and expressions. Empathy, empei, noun, the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. Example, showing empathy towards Sarah's fear of public speaking was crucial in helping her overcome it. To go above and beyond, phrasal verb, to do more than is required or expected. Example, in helping my colleague, I went above and beyond by offering additional practice sessions outside of work hours. To rise to the challenge, idiom, to respond successfully to a difficult situation. Example, with my support, Sarah was able to rise to the challenge of presenting at the conference. Pivotal, adjective, of crucial importance in relation to the development or success of something else. Example, my assistance proved pivotal in boosting Sarah's confidence. To instill confidence, phrase, to gradually but firmly establish a feeling or idea in a person's mind. Example, through regular practice and positive reinforcement, I helped instill confidence in Sarah's public speaking abilities. Examiner's advice. To excel in the IELTS speaking test, particularly when describing experiences like helping someone overcome a challenge, use specific examples. Rather than speaking generally, focus on a particular instance. This allows you to provide more detailed and engaging responses. Show reflection. Demonstrate your ability to analyze the situation by discussing what you learned or how the experience affected you. Employ a range of vocabulary. Utilize sophisticated vocabulary and idiomatic expressions to showcase your language proficiency. Maintain fluency. Practice speaking on various topics to improve your ability to speak at length without hesitation. Structure your answer. Organize your thoughts logically, using discourse markers to guide the listener through your narrative. By following these guidelines and incorporating the provided vocabulary and sample answers, you'll be well equipped to tackle this topic in your IELTS speaking test. Remember, practice is key to achieving a high band score. For more tips on improving your IELTS speaking performance, check out our guide on how to describe a person who has encouraged you to pursue your goals. This will help you expand your vocabulary and improve your ability to discuss personal influences and achievements.